I'm not having a glass of wine. I'm having six. It's called a tasting, and it's classy.
All right, so we got a special guest with us today. Old friend of ours, Roberto slash Rob.
Hey.
Slash Rob. OG of our infamous Ugly Fantasy League that we're always talking about. Rob, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good.
So I'm good. We're doing good. No, don't fucking... Why do you get to say you're good, but then you keep going? Like, I get to have an opinion. I'm good.
Do you?
I'm good. All right.
Since you're so good, tell the people why Rob is joining us for the best of draft that we're doing about now.
I don't know.
So,
no, all right, so listen, so Rob is one of the only other dudes, actually, I shouldn't say only other, people really got down with some, like, Attitude Era-esque WWE, WWF at the time, wrestling, and Rob here is one that we can still talk to this day about wrestling, and he'll know what's going on. So today's Best of Draft is going to be Best WWE theme songs of all time, and Nathan kind of put a spin on it where it's a song you can put on and actually listen to it start to finish. Like, if you're like in your car going on your commute, you throw that bitch on and you're like, yeah, I could jam this, and you don't even have to know that it's a wrestling song. So that's the best of draft. The way that this works is we do three each. It's really, are we doing snake draft here?
Yeah, we're going to do snake draft here for sure, because it makes actually more sense with three people than versus how we normally do it.
That's true. It's a lot harder with the... All right, actually, it's kind of stupid with two people. You might as well just go back and forth. Why the fuck do we do snake draft? Here it makes sense. But Rob, you're our guest, and I think it's only nice and courteous of us to let you go first. So you understand the rules.
I do, yes.
All right, awesome.
I'm very clear on what we were doing, so...
I do a good job.
all right then, as my number one pick, which I was very excited when Two Beers told me that this was going to be the best of, so I'm going to go with Edge.
Ooh.
What?
Which one though?
The song was Metalingus by Alter Bridge.
That one that was like, "Round this day." That one?
Yeah. That
hell
one.
Yeah, that was a good one too. His other one, which I'm not going to use for my best of, and hopefully you're not, but when the one Rob Zombie that he did with Rob Zombie, what the fuck was it? Never gonna stop by Rob Zombie. Edge had some bangers, man. He had some bangers.
I don't remember him actually coming out like a legit song.
Oh, he came out to Never Gonna Stop by Rob Zombie. It was fucking awesome.
I remember when he came out to You Think You Know Me, You Know Me.
And then
me.
It just said it over and over again. You think you know me. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay. Not to get off track. I think we're all going to agree on this. Favorite Edge moment, the spear on Jeff Hardy.
100%.
Midair, Rob agreed.
Oh, TLC matches, man. All the TLC matches with those fucking, the Hardys, the fucking Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian. Those were some of the best matches ever. I will never forget as a kid watching WrestleMania 2000, and I'm pretty sure I came for the first time.
it wasn't even
when Trish Stratus came out with Albert and Test. You remember that fucking guy? TNA?
Dude, for sure.
That was their name, man.
Real quick with Test, I want to point out when we were discussing having a guest, Rob, it was between you and Caleb's older brother, and Caleb goes, "Nah, my brother would pick some gay ass shit like Test."
Like Test. Like, my favorite wrestler is Test. Fuck. He's dead now. Shit. That's not cool. Anyways. All right.
Wait, who's next?
Go ahead.
Fuck yeah. So I'm a little recency biased, but I'm going to go Shinsuke Nakamura's heel turn music. When he turned heel and then he started adding that weird Japanese rap, that's my pick.
That's a good one. And you like it with the rap?
I do. I like it more with the rap.
No, I do too. It's really cool. That dude gets down. I don't know what he's saying, but it's fucking cool. I really like it. I'm going to pick, I'm going to change it up a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Brothers of Destruction theme. And the reason why, and I guess I could just say like the Undertaker whenever he came out to Rollin', because it's just Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. And I can jam that till this day. I don't care. Fight me. But what I really liked about the Brothers of Destruction portion of it is like Kane's theme kicked it off and then it was explosive. And then it like transitioned real cool into to Rollin'. I get down with it. And for those that don't know, The Undertaker is my all-time favorite fucking superstar of forever. All-time. Me gusta. Snake Draft, I'm going to follow that up with something a little bit more relevant. Nathan, I know you don't agree with this, but fucking Seth Rollins, Burn It Down. I fucking love that song. I fucking love that song.
Let's get a second opinion. Obviously, Caleb and I have, we did this. It didn't work with two.
Uh-oh, you're getting all glitchy. Hold on. Hold your shit. Uh-oh. We lost you.
We lost who?
You.
Rob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. You weren't.
You weren't here. Yeah. You need to get a router in your basement or just don't record in your basement.
I record down here because that's where it is. Anyway, Rob, would you agree with Caleb or with me? Seth Rollins, is his current song a full song?
Oof. Okay. No, it's not a full song. It's not a full song.
Just because they don't sing throughout the entire song doesn't make it not a fucking song, man.
Are we trying to get some glow sticks and fucking techno?
Dude, it's fucking not even transmuted. Do you? Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could get down with like that kind of music, man. Fuck you. It's my pick, not yours. This is my draft.
That's
suck
true.
Suck
that's
a dick.
True.
I would have jam fun. It.
Have fun drafting your Trubisky, and we'll get to that later. Rob, you're up. Oh, no, I'm
up. You're up, you big idiot.
Fucking goddamn. All right, my second one, Triple H, The Game by Motorhead.
That's a good one. That's a fucking good one. They even did another, I mean, like his, they did, Motorhead did two versions of it. Which one are you picking, the most recent or the original one?
The original.
Yeah, both are good. Yeah. Both are good, but the original one, that's the most nostalgic.
Sure.
It's good. All right, Rob, you're up, my man.
I'll actually say to that, Nathan, I actually had King of Kings by Motorhead on Triple H on my list.
There you go. See, that's not the same one. It's the most recent one. That's good.
So my next one is going to be CM Punk's.
Which one? The one that sounds like Ozzy Osbourne-esque or the one that was like screamo, like fucking
Punk?
That one was on my list too, but Cult of Personality by Living Colour.
That was his most recent one?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. I think I like the one before that personally. But those are both good ones.
It's really hard to argue when it's a song that was on the radio. Like Edge with Never Gonna Stop and, you know, Punk with Cult of Personality. Like, it's low-hanging fruit, but that doesn't mean it's not sweet.
I picked Roland, bro.
Roland's a good example as well. So, yeah. All right, so
Ronda Rousey coming out to
fuck her.
She actually, I was reading an article yesterday, and she called it quits. She was on Total Divas, and she's not coming back. She's gonna focus on her family. I know, I said the same shit. Fuck her. I did not like her in the WWE. She don't belong here.
Get your fucking weird ass shorts out of here, dude.
Oh, man, your fucking weird posture. All right, go ahead.
Rob, number three.
All right, so number three, I actually picked, it was Lita's theme song.
Oh, shit.
And that was, it's Love, Fury, Passion, Energy by Boy Hits Car.
I love that you actually did the research on
these.
Yeah,
holy
fuck. That's fucking awesome. That was the one that was like, dun, 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 and then they like scream in the beginning. That's a fucking great song. I bought that when WWF used to do the volume. I was like, WWF Volume 2, Volume 22. Did you ever buy those, Rob?
Oh, absolutely. I had all of them.
Fuck yeah. And that one was on there. That was one of my favorite ones I ever bought. That's a good one. Damn, I love all of yours. Nathan, yours fucking suck.
Yeah, fuck you. All right, so I have one that I want to say out of obligation, but I want to respect the rules that have been laid before us.
No, just do it.
So I'll mention it. We'll each say if we miss some. but I got to be honest, and I'm going to actually say Sasha Banks theme song. It's a legit song. When it comes on, it makes me do that kind of shoulder shrug of like, oh, yeah, I'm a boss.
You cut out again, but I caught what you said. It's a Sasha Banks song. You like the boss song. And she actually, I think she sings it. I think she's the one that sings it. If I watched that episode of Drive Along correctly, her and Bailey sing their songs. Bailey doesn't sing her song anymore, but yeah, they sang their theme songs. I did two, right? So this is my last one.
The last one.
Ah, shit, this is hard because like I've had two that I could legitimately jam. I'm gonna go with Oddities by the ICP. Whenever they were in there, man, the Attitude Era fucking ICP, no one gave a shit about them, but their song, and like they got the whole crowd into it. They were the first Yes Movement. I'm gonna say it right now. They were the first Yes Movement, man. They had everybody's hands up in the air swinging left and right. No one else was doing that. The Oddities were doing that.
No Way Jose 20 years ago.
Fuck that guy. No. That's not...
I don't
not...
mean in a bad way, dude. I mean like in the sense of like the music came on, the crowd got excited, even if no wrestling happened.
They were doing hood rat shit, man. No Way Jose's doing some fucking... I don't know what that is. I don't even know why that's a thing.
But I so badly wanted to steal that from you after you brought it up and we lost that recording, but I had to respect the rules.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Rob, do you have any... what do you got on your list for just what else is left?
I mean, I did have This Fire Burns, which is Killswitch Engage for CM Punk, his first song.
Well, that's my favorite.
Burning My Light by Randy Orton. Randy Orton.
No, that is a good one.
That's by Randy Orton, actually. He wrote it.
actually, like, and the last one that I had on there, I just added it. I didn't know if it would count, but I chose Across the Nation, Union Underground, as the Raw theme.
Oh, that one was good. Was that the one that's like
just jam out like? Yeah, I mean that gets you pumped for the entire show.
That was the one where they had like that dude that had like the beanie over his eyes, right? And he had the microphone. Remember that theme? That was the song.
Yep.
That was a good one.
All right, K-Bot, what about you? Honorable mentions?
Xbox theme.
DX.
Xbox? Nope, not DX. Just Xbox. Xbox theme. Whenever it was like a scream. And he actually had someone rapping over like the DX song. It's pretty cool. I really like that. You know what's funny? You totally changed this up on me because I picked for best of draft. I was like the best theme songs ever, and you were like, no, the ones you listen to in the car. Fuck that. I there's so many songs that I like that I wouldn't necessarily listen to in the car, but I think they're like great themes. Like Becky Lynch has a fucking amazing.
No, we're not gonna need the themes because okay. First of all, my honorable mention is "Sexy Boy" by Shawn Michaels. And moving forward,
that song sucked.
You suck. The reason we can't do themes, dude, is nothing's gonna beat the glass breaking. It's clearly the number one. And then, you know, it's the, can you smell
clearly
it? Clearly
the number one. Have you forgotten about Gangrel coming out of the fucking ground with fire surrounding him? That dude had a fucking awesome, he had a cool song too.
Yeah, so you go watch Gangrel directing porn and I watch Stone Cold stun people.
Well, at least he's doing cool shit now. Stone Cold is doing fucking, I'm gonna drive my truck and I'm gonna be right after Raw so strategically so people watch it. I love Stone Cold, man, but I'd rather watch Gangrel's porn.
Which actually, Caleb, I was going to tell you, Stone Cold, after Survivor Series, is debuting a new podcast show, and his first guest is going to be The Undertaker.
Oh, shit, I'm going to watch that. I wonder if he's going to come on as The Undertaker, or if he's going to break kayfabe and come on as Mark.
He's coming on as Mark.
He's just going to be like, my first guest is Mark. He's not even going to say his last name.
They'll tell fucking stories, be like, remember that time you stole that French dressing from that Denny's?
Oh man, better take over the man.
That's all right, awesome. Boys, that was a good best of draft. So Rob, kind of a double perk to having you on is you are a diehard Bears fan, and we got some quarterbacks in the news that are being heavily linked to Chicago. So we're going to give you first. I want to hear your opinion on the possibility of Cam Newton being traded to the Bears.
Cam Newton, I love the idea of him being in a Bears uniform. Anything at this point is an upgrade over Mitch Trubisky. Like I
true that.
True.
But Cam Newton, I think, has gotten a bad rap. He's playing in not a system suited to him. He's been hurt. He's going to have his surgery. He's going to be healthy. I think a fresh scenery, a fresh change, new coaching staff, new play styles, one that's suited to him, it is going to do him wonders. And I really hope that Chicago can somehow make that happen.
They're going to bring back the Wildcat offense. That's his comfort zone. And right now I feel like Chicago is struggling, not just at the quarterback position, but they can't run the ball. And I don't know
offensively,
I don't know if that's chalked up to the O-line. I mean, Trubisky could have the best O-line on all of history, and he'll still fucking do Trubisky things. But I almost wonder, you know, who's that? What Montgomery? If he could do some things behind a solid offensive line, Tariq Cohen's always been great. He's just short as shit. I feel you, bro. I don't know if you saw that fucking video going around. I don't know who they were interviewing.
Who put the towels on the top?
Who can put the towels on the top shelf? Oh man, but I feel like, man, with the Bears' defense, they should own the North right now. But their offense is just totally ruining it. And if Cam Newton comes to Chicago, I will genuinely be scared as a Packer fan.
But so do they have doing the Khalil Mack deal? Do they have enough to offer up to get Cam? Football trades are weird like that.
It depends on what they trade away to Carolina.
I guess, Rob, you obviously are going to know that situation a little bit better. What do they have that would really be enticing? Because Carolina's not going to give Cam up for, I mean, they want to get rid of him, but they're not going to give him away for nothing.
No, they're not going to give him away for nothing. And the Bears are coming in with 2 second-round picks. They just cut Mike Davis, so they're going to get another fourth-round compensatory pick. So, I mean, coming into the draft, they're going to have 6 draft picks to play with. 2 of them are going to be higher ones. And they also have players that they can think about trading away. Leonard Floyd has been linked to being traded. Tariq Cohen has been linked to being traded.
I was going to say Tariq Cohen
to Carolina wouldn't make much sense with Christian McCaffrey.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. But I mean, Leonard Floyd, an edge rusher to Carolina, wouldn't be a bad trade to toss in a second round and maybe a 5th round pick or something for Cam Newton.
That makes sense because they want to get rid of that cap hit in Carolina.
But I think the one question they face is, okay, you're going to get rid of, okay, they have 2 second round picks coming into the season. Well, are we going to give up potential of getting a solid young player in to sign a now injury prone? I mean, Cam Newton's getting old for the league, man. He really is. I'm not taking away from what he can do. But I mean, unless you're bringing him in knowing that he's taking you to a Super Bowl, is it worth giving up those picks?
Well, I mean, considering the fact that they gave up 2 first round picks to get Trubisky, I don't really think that they really.
That's so fucking funny.
Anything that you have to bring in someone like Cam Newton, because even if he doesn't take you to the Super Bowl, he's going to be your bridge quarterback to whoever you can draft and start grooming.
I like that long-term thought you had there, Rob. But I would also say when the Bears pulled the trigger on the Khalil Mack trade, they said we're in win now mode. And I think bringing in Cam Newton says we still think that we're there just a piece or two or a play or two away from being that team.
A lot of people made some good points, though. I mean, the Bears made it to a Super Bowl with Rex Grossman. Yes. I mean, there's some different elements in there that need to be fixed, and I think it starts with, obviously, their quarterback. But then, in addition to that, your offensive line needs to be cured. What's unfortunate is, like, you got some decent receivers, I think. I don't know. You don't get to fucking see them play ever. Like, I don't really know who the Bears have that's really credible, except for the dude that they got from the Jags. What's his name again?
Robinson.
It's so unfortunate.
Sucks is we do have a good receiving corps, but Mitch Trubisky makes them look subpar. When you're overthrowing guys by 10 yards, how do you overthrow Taylor Gabriel? The fastest motherfucker on the field, and you're throwing 10 yards in front of him. Like, there's no way you can be successful doing that.
Got a bullet arm. He's got a bullet arm. Anyways, all right, what's the second part of your question there, Nathan?
All right, so now let me be clear on this, boys. And Rob, you know, you'll probably listen back to this episode, at least the first half, and we're taking a very strong political stance as a podcast in 2020, and that is be nice, have a beer. So with this next question, there's no political stuff behind it, but Colin Kaepernick went to a Super Bowl and worked out for teams. as a B option, what do you think about the possibility of him on the Bears?
You said taking out the political aspect?
We're taking out the political stuff. Now, if you want to bring up that there's going to be some extra media and locker, you know, stuff, like, that's fair. But I'm just saying, like, don't make an opinion based on how you may or may not feel about the kneeling situation. You get what I'm saying?
Yep, I get what you're saying. Okay. I wouldn't like Kaepernick coming to the Bears strictly for the sense that I feel he's been away from the game for too long.
Yep.
I mean, 3 years out of the league is a lifetime when you're considering how these defenses are changing and progressing. I think it would be too much. He would need at least a couple years in Nagy's system to even make a difference, learning the system, learning the adjustments. And he wasn't really that good to begin with. I mean, he was Lamar Jackson without throwing the ball. He was Vic. He was a second coming of Vic because he could run, but he couldn't really throw. He was inconsistent. He wasn't really all that accurate. And I feel that with San Francisco at the time, they had a decent defense enough to carry them where they needed to go.
Not to mention that they did not see that coming. Alex Smith was the starter in San Fran, and then Colin Kaepernick came out, and no one knew what he could really do. They didn't know how mobile he was. They didn't see that coming, and he shocked a lot of defenses. No one was ready to cover that because, like you said, they had Frank Gore. Okay, great, he's a good running back, but they were ready for Frank Gore, not Colin Kaepernick out the gates. That was year one. Year two, he still did pretty decent because they built their offense then around Kaepernick. But you're right. I mean, since then, I mean, like, even when he was playing in the league, when he played in 2017, I mean, he wasn't anything worth the fucking, like, he probably wasn't even a top 20 quarterback. If that, I don't know. I get where you're coming from a player standpoint, for sure. I don't know if he could still do it.
Yeah, it's tough. And I like that you made the point of, like, it's, you know, the defenses have, they've changed, they've grown and went from there. The league has gotten so offensive that the defenses are, I think we're going to see a little bit of the pendulum swing back. And defense is always going to matter and still does, as, you know, look at the Chiefs. They just can't get over the hump because of it. But I definitely agree with that, and I think that's it's a solid take.
It is a solid take, and it should be interesting. I think there's 12 NFL teams that are going to go watch him Saturday, and it should be interesting to see if he ends up somewhere. Not to mention, I mean, what's his pride like? Is he going to be cool being a second stringer? Is he going to be okay taking, you know, a major pay cut? I'm sure, I mean, he's probably maybe not even across the 7-figure marker like some quarterbacks. He might be doing that $750,000, which is just like a fucking crazy amount of money, but not for the NFL. Let's see. Are you going to swallow your pride and take the job, or are you just going to fucking continue not having a job? Maybe he can go to the XFL. I don't know.
Apparently he's turned that down. All right, so we got a couple more minutes before we got to get going here. Let's do, who do you guys, we'll start with Caleb and then move to Rob. Caleb, who are your two best teams coming out of the NFC and your two best teams coming out of the AFC? So essentially your four best teams that you expect to see in the championship games.
God damn it. Well, of course I'm going to pick the Packers. Like, I'm always going to be biased. Like, and I honestly genuinely believe that they, given the remainder of their schedule, I mean, right now with the Saints fucking up against Atlanta, the Packers have a legitimate, like, depending on how else they play the rest of after their bye, locking up that bye, that first round bye. So even if I wasn't being biased, I would pick Green Bay being a top contender there. And obviously New Orleans, they're going to be, my second NFC pick. Out of the AFC, of course, it's the fucking Patriots. Like, Jesus Christ, when is that never, a storyline? It's really hard because you want to say KC for your number two, but, like, Mahomes coming off that injury, I mean, it didn't look Mahomes-like, you know what I'm saying? I'm actually going to go with Baltimore here. Okay. I think Lamar Jackson's the real deal, and they remind me a lot of the Carolina Panthers when they went to the Super Bowl and blew it. But they're having fun there in Baltimore, man. Those are my picks.
For sure. Rob, what do you got?
Well, for the NFC, New Orleans, I think even though they kind of fell flat on their face this last game against Atlanta, I think they're going to bounce right back. They're a strong team. And then the NFC is really hard right now. I like the Eagles, to be honest. I think they've shown some grit, and I think that they'll end up being one of the teams in the championship round. AFC, Baltimore, and Patriots. I mean, you can't really – I can't knock against the Patriots. As much as I hate the Patriots and I want to see them lose, they're always there, and that defense is just absolutely amazing. You don't even need Tom Brady with a defense like that, but you have Tom Brady, and that's going to get you to another freaking Super Bowl. So
let me ask you this, Rob. Do you think if Mitch Trubisky was the quarterback for the Patriots that they would be rolling like they are?
Absolutely, because I think back of the 2006 Bears where they had a defense like that, and they had fucking Rex Grossman and Kyle Orton. I mean, come on.
So here's my question real quick to KO. KO, are you saying that as more of Tom Brady's a system quarterback, or are you saying that because the defense is that good?
I'm saying because the defense is that good. I also think Tom Brady. I think Tom Brady's a great quarterback, but I don't think that in any other system he would be as relevant as he is today.
Well, okay, we're not going to get into the whole quarterback talk. I thought maybe, but you see how your question could have been taken as, well, anybody could be good under Belichick.
Yeah, so I just answered both of your questions though. So I'm thinking, I believe he's a system quarterback, but I'm more saying that his defense, the defense in New England is that good.
So I am going to disagree with the system thing, because when he was throwing 50. To Randy Moss.
No one cares what your fucking opinion is, man.
All right, so my opinion on the AFC is obviously it's the Patriots. I actually going to go with the Texans, though, boys. And I think the Texans are going to beat the Ravens. Even with J.J. Watt out, there's just something about Deshaun Watson this year where I'm just like, this guy, I think he's this year's MVP.
Think he's in the running.
Oh, yeah, he is. It's pretty much him and Lamar
Jackson. You're going to take him over Lamar Jackson, Russell Wilson, Christian McCaffrey?
I'm saying you said in the running, and you just named the four guys that are, like, guys right now.
I always look at, like, top three. I don't know, man. Aaron Rodgers, for sure. All right. Sorry. Go ahead.
How come no one picked the Niners, boys? They're 8-1. Is it just too soon?
It's too soon. I don't believe it. I mean, I don't think Jimmy G can deliver, man. He kind of proved that. Granted, like, he's missing his best receiver / tight end in George Kittle, but he did not look like a confident quarterback there with a 2-minute drill. They had a chance to drive on the Seahawks and win, and he got him down there. And I understand that Robbie Gould was out, and dude totally just fucking botched that kick. I don't even know what his name is. It doesn't matter. He really did bad. I don't believe in Jimmy G. He's a pretty face, but he's not the quarterback that's going to win it for you when it matters.
Maybe not. Rob, did you not give San Fran any love from that time you were crying on my couch because 3-man rush, they got a safety against the Bears?
I hate you so much. I had forgotten all about that. I can't believe that. That was the first time. That was Kaepernick's first start too. God damn it. But I think they're too inexperienced. Garoppolo doesn't have enough experience to. And the question was in the who we're going to see in the championship round. I don't think San Francisco has enough experience to get there. I think they're going to falter. I could even see them being a 1-and-done. They're going to lose first round of the playoffs.
I agree.
I could see that. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion on that. So my two NFC teams are Seattle and New Orleans. Seattle really seems like just the team in the NFC to me. And then I really, for some reason, Drew Brees just has that I'm going to go out with a win type of feeling to his legacy.
Yeah, not to mention there's more weapons in New Orleans with Alvin Kamara and Michael Thomas. I mean, like, literally with Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, and Drew Brees, I don't know how they don't just totally annihilate the NFC. I really don't.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the end of our episode. Rob, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks for having me. It's always fun talking to you guys.
Always fun.
All right. Like, share, subscribe, tell your friends, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you get your podcast. We are Beards and beers. Be nice, have a beer, tell your friends. Later, guys.